This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, I'm happy. I'm excited because I have my friends from Down Under who are not Down Under right now. They are here in Canada on a big Canadian tour, which they haven't done in a few years. And of course, I'm talking about my Wiggly friends, the Wiggles, guys.
Hello there. G'day.
Okay. So this is great. We've got Katarina. We've got Anthony. We've got Lockie. We've got John. We've got Sahai. And we've got Simon with us.
Yes. Hello. Oh.
This is going to be one wiggly hour here on The Parenting Show. Are you guys down?
Yes.
Yes.
So, guys, how does it feel to be back on the road after a few long years? And, of course, I'm talking more to Simon and Lockie and Anthony.
It feels so good. We miss Canada so much, and it felt like forever, but just to be back here now, it feels so good. Canadians are so much like Australians. We have the best time here. We've already had such a good few shows. We're here for 6 weeks. So, yeah, wow. We love Canada.
I am so happy that you guys are back. And I'm so happy that you're back with new members to the Wiggles family. One that I've known for a while now, Katarina. She is okay. I gotta say this. Okay. Like props to my girl, Katarina, because she is a fellow Calabrese like me.
Absolutely. We're Paisanis.
Yes. We're Paisanis. So you've been with the Wiggles for a long time, Katarina.
Yeah, a long years. Time.
19.
Yes, I started when I was 2. I wish I was that young. No.
Yeah, you've been dancing with the Wiggles for the longest time.
Yeah, I started out as a friend of Dorothy the Dinosaur, and as the years went on, became choreographer, and now I get to be a Red Wiggle. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, you are officially a Red Wiggle now, and your role has changed with the Wiggles. And so I know that you've toured with the Wiggles for a long time, but it is a totally different ballpark right now for you, right?
It is. It's funny. I always think it's still wonderful in any capacity in the Wiggles, like, to be honest, a dancer, suit character. It's just lovely being on stage. Now it's just even more special because I get to wear a skivvy and be on stage with the Wiggles. But it's great because the main purpose we're there is for the children, and we're entertaining them no matter what role we take. So it's lovely.
Well, I got to say, it's not just for the children, because I have attended the Wiggles shows, and I'll tell you that us parents sometimes are more into it than the kids, and we are in the seats just rocking out, and I love it.
That's great. And that's what it's all about. The Wiggles are for everyone.
Yes. So true. So true. And joining you, there are some new other Wiggles too. We've got John. John is one of our new Wiggles. John, what's it like?
So much fun. The feeling of the skivvy on your skin and dancing with all the kids laughing and smiling. It's you have to just.
John, the skivvy is a little tighter than most.
It's very good for your skin. It feels great. It's so much fun.
So, John.
Can I just say, John, back in Australia, was part of a boy band called the Justice Crew. So wearing a shirt is a good thing. Yeah, just to have a shirt on.
Yes. It's
very different.
Well, you know what, though? I don't know. I was chatting with Anthony on the weekend. We all had dinner together. And Anthony was saying that a lot of the moms like John, the Wiggle. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know.
Mom, dad, grandma, grandpas.
He's like our very own baby shark.
So Simon, is it a good thing that he's got his costume on, or should he?
Look, it really, it's a personal choice, Tina. For me, you know, I think it's glad he's got his purple shirt on, but others might feel differently, and it's a personal choice. Make up your own mind, your own decisions. If you're into shredded, ripped bodies, then that's probably a choice you'd make. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's all personal. If you look a little bit, of chub around the edges, then that's you know.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's always a good time with the Wiggles here on the show. And I'll tell you something else for all of you listening at home. This is the Wiggles like you've never heard before. And I love it that you guys can come on and we just have a good time. Simon,
yes.
So you've got some special company with you on this tour. Six weeks is a long time to be away from family, am I right?
Yeah, it is. It's a long, long time to be away. And so my wife, Lauren, and little boy, Asher, who's now 20 months old, they've come to Canada with me and with the whole Wiggles. And I feel very, very grateful that they're able to come on the road. We can share the time together. Because 6 weeks, like you said, it's a long time. It's too long for me personally to be away from Lauren and Asher. So I feel very, very grateful that we can do it together. It's a different way of touring. My hotel room is normally very ordered and neat and clean, and now I've got peanut butter on the sheets and everything's fine.
It's all good. And I got to see Lauren and Asher, and I gotta say, the minute I saw Asher, because this is the first time that I've seen him in person and that I've met him, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, it's a little Simon.
That's funny, isn't it?
He is the sweetest. He is the cutest. And he's a...
Oh, so his personality is very different then.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for him to start talking. And I want to hear if he gets your deep voice. Yeah, can you imagine?
Hi, Dad.
And next to you, because guys at home, for those of you listening at home, we're doing this via Zoom. So I can see them on the screen and you guys can hear us all. But next to Simon is Sahai, who joined us on the show a little while ago with Anthony. So Sahai.
Yeah.
Okay. This is it. You were here in Toronto last time just to, like, you know, announce the fact that the Wiggles are coming on tour and we'll be hitting like all these amazing cities in Canada. But now you're here. And how does that feel?
I'm loving it. It's been such a blast so far. And I'm super excited to see the rest of the tour. I'm really happy to be in Canada, hear all the different accents, and also try all of the Tim Hortons Timbits.
So I gotta explain. Last time that Sahai was on the show with Anthony, we went into like detail about food that you need to have when you are in Canada. So like poutine was on the list, street meat was on the list, Tim Hortons was on the list. And so you experienced the Timmies. Is that what you're telling me?
I haven't had the street meat or the rest, but yeah, so far. Oh, I did have poutine. I did. I have to. It's different. I like it, but it's not what I'm used to.
But the Timbits, do we have a thumbs up or thumbs down on the Timmies?
No, like 100% thumbs up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. 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 Now, talking about street meat, I know that someone is not too fond of that, but was around a lot of. This sounds horrible. Was around a lot of street meat. That didn't come out too good. Earlier this week, I was at the Jays game with Anthony. Were you there?
I was there, and so was Johnny.
Yes, we both, you guys were.
We stole Lockie's ticket, but he was okay with that because he was jet lagged. But do you know, and that street food scares,
I know,
scares me, man. I don't go there. Because, but baseball was something else. And the beautiful sense of community that Toronto has, everyone was getting behind the Blue Jays. Something that I noticed, and I'm sure Johnny would say the same thing, is that there's not a second that the crowd aren't entertained or asked to be part of that game. Mm-hmm. And we could probably learn a lot in Australia about that because it's a lot more laid back in Australia with the sport. There's like screens going, get louder.
Yeah, the
I had no idea what was going on.
But I had a Canadian fella next to me who was explaining everything, and then he just kept shoving me when something happened. Did you see that? Like he'd tell me what a strike was or what a ball was. And then someone said, and I hope this doesn't sound rude, but someone said someone had four balls and that's good. I had no idea what he was talking about, but they started walking.
He would have nudged you then.
He did.
You're like, yeah, he got a ball. That's great. Oh, two balls. Got two four balls. Balls.
But wait till he gets four. And you know what? It was as an Australian, because we have cricket. Cricket's our big game in the summer. So we really, the nuances weren't, I was starting to feel it. There's tension. Like there was a guy pitching the ball, and then there was another guy behind him trying to run.
Oh, yeah, steal a base. He was trying to steal a base. Oh, it was stressful.
That was really amazing. Like, so the pitcher would stop and try. It was really fun. And then, as you know, you were there, but when the guy tried to get to the base and then the umpire said, you're out. Oh, we got to, yeah, well, and he wasn't out, but they went to the TV and checked
yes.
it out.
Yes, oh, yeah. We were all like, no, he was safe on second base. And then they had to review the video footage. And then when they announced, yep, he's safe, the crowd went crazy. It was crazy. So fun.
Crazy. And the guy next to me went.
And he shoved you. Anthony, are you all still full of bruises from that night?
From room?
Are you full of bruises?
Oh, absolutely. Bruises, yeah, for sure. And I love those guys going up and down selling all the hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, all that stuff within them. Which we don't have in Australia either.
Yeah, it was a good time. You know what? I want to hear more about it. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with The Wiggles. This is The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. You are tuned into AM 640 Toronto Radio, and this is The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and with me, I've got The Wiggles. They are here on their Canadian tour. Anthony, we were talking baseball, and you were telling me, oh, you had such a horrible time. Canadians are like the worst.
It was so boring. No, it was the best thing ever, and Canadians are the best. And the Blue Jays were playing the Yankee Doodles.
You can call them that. We're good.
And you know what I love too? I loved that the Blue Jays and the Yankees didn't have advertising all over their uniforms.
Yeah.
Because in Australia, all the sporting teams have so much. I love that tradition of the uniform. But there was so much I loved about it. And I was there with Johnny and they sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game after the 18th innings, I think it was.
The 9th, 10th. I don't know when it was.
So, I'm not sure what it was, but it was a tradition that you know about. Look, it was just the best. Up and down. Those guys selling the hot dogs, selling the refreshments, they work so hard. And in Australia, as we all go to footy, the cricket, we don't have anyone doing that, going up and down.
Really?
Yeah. We've got to get up ourselves.
You spend half the game lining up for food and you miss it.
No.
And they also had a rule at the baseball. See, this stuff's second nature to you, but I didn't know. You have to wait till the batter gets out before you can go back to your seat.
Yes, if you do go up to use the bathroom or grab some food, you have to wait until they say, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. These are rules I didn't know about. Etiquette.
Anthony, mind blown. John, have you ever seen a baseball game before?
I've been to one before in Toronto once, but I don't remember much of it. It was maybe 8 years ago.
The reason was because Johnny's boy band, the Justice Crew, had a hit.
Yeah, we had a song here. We were here on tour with Pitbull and Kesha, so we were fortunate to go to the.
Hang on, did you hear that? He was on tour with Pitbull.
Yeah. Listen, he ain't no Wiggles. That's what I got to say.
Exactly. No, I haven't been, but what I noticed yesterday is they get up halfway and they do like some sort of dance curry.
Yeah.
Where they get everyone to get up.
Yes. So that's the seventh inning stretch, because a baseball game can go pretty long. So seventh inning stretch, it's like, get everyone up out of their seats. Let's stretch. Let's sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And let's have some fun.
The guys turned around and told us to stand up. They said, get up. We're stretching. It's like this.
Yeah, yeah, you got to stretch.
All we have is Kiss Cam, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, we sometimes have the Kiss Cam. The karaoke cam went around where they were doing some Britney Spears. Oops, I Did It Again. Everyone was singing along to that. That was great. My kids were, like, loving it. Yeah, so it's, you know what? The Jays are a good time, and I'm so happy that you guys got the chance to experience it. But one thing, I think the next time you guys come, we'll take you to a Jays game, but not only take you to a Jays game, we need to get you guys to be a part of that seventh inning stretch on the field. Could you imagine?
Get the first pitch.
John, hit the first. Start practicing, John. Start.
Johnny.
Practicing. Actually, so Johnny, you mentioned that, you know, you're part, you were part of a boy band. And I got to say, I was creeping your TikTok the other night.
Yes.
Yeah, I was. I'm such a creeper. And I hit follow. I hit follow. Yep. And your remix of, do you know what song I'm going to talk about?
Car, you left a comment. I saw it.
Yes. I was like, this is phenomenal. This is amazing. You did a remix of a famous Wiggle song.
Yep.
The, oh my God, Red Car. Yes.
Yeah. And don't forget Johnny's twin brother.
Yeah, that was
his twin brother as well.
Oh, was he the one behind you?
Yeah, he was got the beard. And
you know, we never know who turns up, though. That's the problem. We don't actually know who's with us.
Yeah, it could be Lenny.
It could be Lenny.
Yeah, sometimes if I can't make it, I'll just send him through.
But, Nina,
that's
just
amazing.
Talking about boy bands, you know the original Wiggles were called by New Musical Express the ugliest boy band ever. We were. They were very critical of us.
Oh my! Well, not anymore. Anthony, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Lockie's beautiful. Katarina's beautiful. John's beautiful. Sahai's beautiful. Simon's beautiful. And the other Wiggles that aren't here to join us on the show today. We don't have to worry about that anymore. They just didn't know what they were talking about, Anthony. Clearly, they didn't know. But I've got to say, I was really digging that remix, John. That's what I do. I peruse TikTok while I'm in bed at night. And I was like, I'm digging this. This is a banger.
I had a really good response on TikTok.
Yeah, I think it was absolutely amazing. Talking about songs, and that was your remix, your cover. We spoke about this last time, but the Tame Impala cover that you guys did, guys, I absolutely love it. And I need to know, are you going to play it for me in Toronto?
Yes, we could play it for you in Toronto.
Oh, well, what's the guitar? Hi. What's going on right now? Is Anthony doing something?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, it feels like an elephant shaking his big red trunk for the fun of it. He knows that you're dreaming about being loved by him.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Too bad your chances are slim.
Simon, just like honestly, this Simon was the Phantom of the Opera. And
no, that was Asher then. That was Asher.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. Totally. Like, my mistake. I'm telling you, when that kid starts to talk, I'll die. I'm going to die. So, all right, guys. Canadian tour. It's been a while. We've got new Wiggles joining. We've got Wiggles that have been with us for a while back on stage. What can we expect?
Well, Pina, this is called The Big Show. And so this is the biggest show we've ever brought to Canada. And it's big because there are 8 Wiggles, 4 boys, 4 girls, 4 men, 4 women. And we've got all our wonderful characters here. There's great new music. There's classic songs. This show has everything. And we've, you know, done a couple of days already, and the audiences are loving it. And we're loving being back on the road, back here in Canada, performing for everyone. And we're just so thrilled to be here and seeing you all again.
Oh my gosh, guys, I am so excited. So excited. When are you guys hitting Toronto?
On the 9th of October, two shows, 12:30 and 3:30, I think, at the Meridian. It used to be the Sony Center. Yeah.
And there's like, guys, I have to say, if you are looking to get tickets, you need to jump on it. I don't know what is left, but here in Ontario, there's Ottawa, there's Peterborough, there's Oshawa. There are, there's the two Toronto shows on the 9th. There's Kitchener. There's also Kingston and London and Barrie and Hamilton and Burlington. So listen, that tells me that, I'm just saying it, guys, the Wiggles love Ontario the most.
Yeah, you are exactly right. You know, the beauty of it for us too is we get to plan out for that 10, 12 days, we get to plan ourselves in Toronto and travel out every day. And it's great because we really get that sense of home base here in Toronto, and we love it. It's a great part of our tour for us because we get to be in, you know, the one hotel, and I'll be cleaning peanut butter off the sheets every day for those 12 days.
We experience the traffic too.
Oh, and Anthony's just saying we experience the traffic, which is... So for our hour drive to Hamilton, we'll just leave 3 hours earlier so we can get there. But that is a wonderful experience because we don't get to do that everywhere we go.
Don't, Anthony, when you do travel to the further destinations, like when you're home based here in Toronto, don't forget your passport.
Ah, really?
Well, like, no.
Is that true? Do you know what?
I'm kidding.
It's like Australia as far as the distance between places. So Australia's a very big country, just like Canada. But the thing is, I've got a co-driver. His name is Johnny. And if Johnny gets sleepy, Katarina takes over. So we've got three drivers in our car. Lockie's going with a young fellow named Jack Gatto, who's one of our backing singers. He's got a moustache. And Sahai's in Lockie's car with Sahai's mum, Robin. Now, the thing is that Sahai really wants to see Canada, and Lockie has guaranteed that he will stop and do the, like, if there's a site to see, if there's somewhere like a landmark, we will stop. But Paddy, the Captain Feathersword, he will never stop.
Never.
Ever, ever, ever. Never. Pina, question. If you were driving, you know, from, what's the big drive we're doing it from?
Halifax
to Montreal. Would you do a lot of stops, like look at things and stuff, or would you just try and get there?
No, I'd want to stop. There's like Halifax, like I've never been, but my niece goes to school at Dalhousie, which is a big university in Halifax. And I've heard and seen pictures, and it's absolutely stunning. So I, having never experienced it, I'd want to stop. Yeah. I want to stop and check out some of those like landmarks for sure.
Don't go with Captain Feathersword then.
No, Captain Feathersword, he's out. He's out.
Yeah.
Not happening.
But it's a personality thing.
I'm with Lockie. I'm with Lockie if he's going to make the stops.
I make stop.
Yeah.
Too many stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a personality thing. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, I find that too when you travel. Like, you've got some people that are just like, I need to get to the next destination, and how quick can we get there, you know, and let's just, like, you know, tunnel vision. We're going straight for the prize. And then you have other people.
Are you more like that, Simon?
I'm a little bit of both. I won't say what I was going to say. I can go either way. but now... I'm actually, Lauren, Asher, and myself, we're not doing that drive. We're going to fly because I couldn't have Asher in the car. It's a 12 and a half hour drive of actual driving. So
yeah,
it's a bit too fast.
It's a long.
I'm going to fly. But you look, I can stop. I can keep going. You know,
You're good either way.
Pretty relaxed, yeah.
What about you, Sahai? Do you like stopping?
I do like stopping, but I am chill with any other way. But I do think
since you're in Canada, I do want to see a few of the lands.
So I've got to say something. There's one stop that you need to make, okay? So that will be when you guys are on your way from Toronto to Kingston, or even from Kingston back to Toronto. Yeah. You're going to hit a little town. It's either in Cobourg or next to Cobourg. And from the highway, you're going to see this massive, like, gigantic big red apple.
Okay. Oh yeah, we're gonna stop there.
And you're gonna want to stop there, okay? Not only to get a picture with the apple, but to grab some apple pie or apple crumble or apple bread. Like, I'm telling you, it's absolutely insane. Like, apple, whatever you want, muffins, donuts, fritters, they have them all there. So that is like, stop there. Do it.
I'm excited. Yes,
We will definitely stop.
You need to do some stories from there, and you need to tag me because I want.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we'll be there. Last trip here, I was with Captain Feathersword, and I had to convince him to stop in Banff. We're going to go straight.
Why weren't you? Yeah, then he's not joking. You know how beautiful that is. He said, "Look out the window." When we went, we were in England and went past Stonehenge, and he did the same thing. Look out the window.
It's like, but there's so much to see and do in Canada. So much to see and do. And of course, I don't blame you guys. We're going to take a quick break, but we are talking with the Wiggles, and we'll be back with more right here on the Parenting Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and we have the Wiggles joining us on the show tonight, guys. They are on their Canadian tour. So much is happening. It is, like Simon said, it is the biggest show that they have done to date. Right, Simon?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's in the title, isn't it? It's called Big Show. There's no illusions about anything else.
Right there. No false advertising. No. It is legit. But aside from touring again and doing this big show and the big tour across Canada, you guys are doing some other stuff and there's some TV shows. What is going on? Fill us in.
Yeah, well, so, you know, with the expanded lineup of the Wiggles, we've been busy back in the studio at home in Australia. We're lucky at Hot Potato Studios and our offices. We have our own in-studio, recording studio, TV studio, so we can get in there and film. And with the new lineup, we want to just get as much new, fresh content out there as possible. So we've got Wiggly Fruit Salad, which is on Treehouse, or coming onto Treehouse, yeah. And Wiggly Nursery Rhymes as well, which is all the new group. So a whole collection of great new nursery rhymes and Wiggly Fruit Salad, all great new songs, old songs, new songs. And then we've also got Superheroes, which is on DVD, I believe. Now,
what is this? Know.
Yeah, I think a DVD apparently.
DVD, never heard of one of those before.
Yeah. On DVD and also the album that relates to that they're all out now as well. So it's a really exciting time for the Wiggles. Great new content on Treehouse. You can download it. You can stream it. You can, you know, it's really exciting.
That is amazing. And I love the fact that you guys are ever evolving and changing and coming up with like new fun ideas and putting out new content all the time. Because I got to say, parents out there, they depend on you guys, you know, they need you guys. They need you guys in their lives. And they're like, yes, more new content from the Wiggles for our little ones. And they know that, you know, when they put their kids in front of the TV or, dare I say it, the DVD player, you know, to put in that DVD, that they know, like, this is quality entertainment. And this is something that they, it's got, like, I think all, I'm not going to say I think, it's got a parent stamp of approval on it. Like, I've never met a parent that's been like, oh no, my children are not allowed to watch the Wiggles, you know? It's always amazing. Everything that you guys have done and do, I gotta say, I appreciate it and I love it. And you guys are fantastic. I am a fan of the older music though. I'm gonna say. But I wanna hear from you guys. What are your favorite Wiggles tunes? New or old, doesn't matter. I want each one. If you guys can go around and let me know.
Okay. Well, this is mine would always have to be Rockabye Your Bear. And I think that there is that classic, that wonderful marriage of lyric and action. And when we do it live and you're out there and you're seeing children who are mirroring the actions and doing the actions, and parents watching their children doing it with a big smile on their face. And, you know, that means it's more personal now too, understanding the development for a child, having a little guy myself now to see when all of a sudden he starts turning around, he starts clapping his hands, he starts registering the word to married to the action. And it's a really special song. It's beautiful. Everybody sing, la, 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 bow to your partner. G'day, Pina. And then you turn around, yippee! Hands in the air, rock-a-bye your bear. Bear's now asleep. Bear's now asleep.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love it. So hi, what's your favorite tune? What is on your Wiggles playlist?
Well, I grew up watching the Wiggles, so I definitely think all of the Wiggles songs are embedded in my muscle memory, which is great. But I think a lot of the songs that have anything to do with Dorothy, like I loved Dorothy when I was little, so I loved Romp, Bump, and Stomp, but I like now that I get to sing the Yippee-Doo Dinosaur Dance. That was, I think, the first song I sang when I was a Wiggle. See it?
Yeah, here we go.
Yes, hi. There's a dinosaur in Wiggle Town. Woo! Groovy dinosaur, let's dance around. She dances down the street with her great big dinosaur feet.
Dorothy starts to move and do the dippy-dippy-doo.
Show us the dippy-dippy-doo.
I love it. I love it. I love it. John.
I'm going to say the exact same thing that Sahai just said. Anything to do with Dorothy and the dippy-doo dinosaur dance.
There you go. And John's showing me the moves on camera right now, guys. He's got the moves. He's got.
You think Sahai do it?
He's got the moves too. He's got the moves. Lockie, it's on you now, buddy.
Yeah, there's a song we do called The Rattling Bog, and it's a build-up song. It just keeps going and going, but things get added on to the end, and it's a really fun song to do. The audience love it. We have a dancing tree on stage. You just keep adding to the tree until it,
Okay. Okay, I have an idea. Now that you're saying that there's a dancing tree and you keep adding to the tree, if there's a need for a dancing branch, little branch, I'm available if you guys need me.
Toronto.
Standing at not even 5 feet tall, I think I would make a fantastic branch for that tree.
Yeah, there's a branch, there's a twig, there's a leaf.
Oh, maybe a twig. Maybe I'll be the twig. There you go.
Well, I think you're selling yourself short there, Peter.
I can be the understudy, guys. There you go. There you go. Katarina, tell me your song.
It would be a classic Wiggles song, Get Ready to Wiggle. You know that one?
Yes.
It's just a real fun dance to do.
To wiggle. We've been ready for so long. Get ready to wiggle. When you wiggle, you can't go wrong. Get ready to wiggle. Wiggle will make you big and strong. Get ready to wiggle. Come on, wiggle to this song. Wiggle to this song.
I love it. Yeah, it's a good one. I like that pick. I like that pick. And Anthony, last but not least, before we go to break.
Favorite, which Jeff came up with a riff for, is Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy.
I love this one.
Salad, I can't sing, so therefore.
You know what, Anthony, can you play that for us while I, lead us to break?
Yeah, you sing it.
I'm not singing it, you guys can sing it, but I will say that we are going to take A quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on AM 640, Toronto McNeil with the Wiggles.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and we are joined with the Wiggles. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. We got eight. We got four girls, four boys. This is the biggest Wiggles tour to hit Canada, and we are so excited. And joining us, two more Wiggles just popped in. We've got Evie and Lucia. Ladies, how are you?
Oh, we're good.
Good, thank you.
Are you guys excited or what? Like, you've already done a few shows, and this is like a massive Canadian tour, and you guys are brand new Wiggles.
Yeah, it's so exciting, especially to be able to tour Canada and meet so many new people and see new places. It's really exciting.
And ladies, I have to say something. Kudo to the ladies. And I'm also talking to Katarina, who's there, and Sahai, who's there, because the Wiggles went from one woman on stage, well, from zero to one to now four. And that is fantastic. So yay for the ladies and girl power. Guys, I still love you. Okay. Don't get it twisted. I still love you, but I'm really, really excited about the ladies. And Lucia, I've got to say something. I got to ask, how is it like being on tour with your dad? Because who's your dad? Let us all know. And for everyone listening at home, who's your dad?
My dad is Anthony, the other blue Wiggle. And I'm also wearing blue this time. All of the colors have two of each, so it kind of was natural that I went into blue. And yeah, it's been great having four women on stage and four men, and I think it's so enjoyable for kids to see, you know, so many different people from different backgrounds and different walks of life. And it's really the evolution of the Wiggles is, you know, still continuing, but it's become something even greater. Yeah,
I think it's amazing, and especially like you said, for the kids to see, to get out there and to attend a show and be like, wow, I can relate to that Wiggle, or I can relate to that Wiggle because that Wiggle is like me. You know what I mean? And I think that that is absolutely fantastic. And it just gives me, like, just seeing you guys and knowing this and seeing how excited kids get whenever the Wiggles come up, it just gives me all like those feel good, warm, you know, tingly feels. And it's absolutely beautiful. I am so excited. Are you guys enjoying the tour so far?
Yeah, well, tour is just such an exciting experience all the time because we're all friends and essentially family as well. So touring Canada is just incredibly amazing. It's my first time in Canada as well, so that's been great, and meeting everyone.
And Evie, what about you?
I've been to Toronto once before, but this will be the first time seeing all the other parts of Canada and the first time doing the tour with all eight Wiggles, which is really, really exciting. And yeah, we can't wait to bring all of the new fun to all of the audiences across Canada.
Awesome. Guys, before I say something, I asked all the other Wiggles, and now I need to ask you two ladies, what is your favorite Wiggles tune? Okay, Lucia, tell us.
Well, mine, it isn't playing in the show, but from when I was little, it was Sing With Me. It was a Dorothy the Dinosaur song.
And everyone loves Dorothy.
Loves Dorothy. And she, because, you know, she was a girl as well. She was one of the only girls in the Wiggles, and she did ballet like me. And that song, I just probably annoyed everyone listening to it every day.
And what about you, Evie?
I mean, I love them all, but I grew up with the Wiggles, and I think there's even footage of me with Rockabye Bear. I think.
Oh, yeah. That was Simon's call.
Memory. Yeah.
Nice. So probably nice. That one. I love it. Well, you know what? For everyone listening at home, if you want to know what they're going to play, you're going to have to go to a show or two or three. Like I mentioned, there's quite a few shows here in Ontario, and you are not going to want to miss it because I'm telling you, it is absolutely amazing. Tickets are still available, but they're going super fast. So parents, snap them up as soon as you can. And who knows, maybe we will get that. Maybe we will get that Tame Impala song, that that cover that they did and won. Anthony, what did you guys win on that cover? Tell me. Tell us all.
What's that, my friend?
What did you win for doing that cover, that Triple J cover of Tame Impala's song?
We won, which it's just an honorary award.
Come on, Anthony. It was like just, it's just, it was amazing.
Oh, the Hottest 100.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great, mate. Yeah, it was really great. What do we?
So who knows?
Oh, explain it. Well, it was 2 million people in Australia voted for it, and I've got to say, the Kevin Parker from Tame Impala came and saw us and did it with us on the show. and Lockie's voice, I gotta say it, I think Lockie's voice, Simon's voice, I think it pushed it over the line. I really do.
It was absolutely amazing. I love it. I love all the originals. I love the old songs. I love the new songs. I love that cover. And I cannot wait to see you guys on stage here in Toronto.
I promise we're going to do Elephant in Toronto, guys. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Papina.
Will you? Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. Guys, unfortunately, that's it for us. That's it for the show. But to get your tickets, just head on over to thewiggles.com. Everything is there. Tour dates, links to get your tickets, info on the shows, everything. And then follow them on social media, because then you get behind the scenes glimpses into what is going on.
If I could say, in Johnny's Instagram, before he was a Wiggle, there's pictures of him eating his food without his shirt on.
I've archived them all.
So, moms, Johnny without a shirt. Go check it out. Okay.
And dads too, don't.
Yeah, that's right. Anyone interested, there is footage of Johnny without a shirt. Okay. Wiggles. Okay. Anthony, Katarina, Lockie, John, Lucia, Evie, Sahai, Simon. Wow, I'm out of breath. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you guys. Toronto loves you guys. Canada loves you guys. And we cannot wait to see you back here in Toronto. Two shows, thewiggles.com. That is it for us, but we'll catch you guys next week. Same time, same place. This is The Parenting Show right here on AM 640 Toronto Radio.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.